Thompson and a Milwaukee newspaper have been speculating that Thompson might take on Jim Doyle or Herb Cole this fall, but Thompson's assistant, Tony Jewell, told reporters last night that his boss won't be on the Wisconsin ballot this year. In a statement, Thompson said Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Green is the right candidate to lead the GOP to victory in November. Thompson also says his family is unanimously opposed to another campaign. UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says Sue Ann Thompson and the Thompson children probably did influence the decision.
Clearly, his family was telling him that he had put in all those years in government and all those years in public service. Now he had finally gotten out, he was making some money, and that they really felt that it was his duty to the family to do that instead of go back, to revert back to a position he had formerly held.
Thompson's waffling on whether to run for governor had caused some unease in the Republican Party, but Professor Lee says he doesn't think Thompson bowed out for the good of the GOP.
If Tommy had wanted to run, then it would have been Congressman Green who would have been in an awkward position, but that wouldn't have prevented Tommy from running. So in that respect, Green is one of the winners by the fact that Tommy's family had leaned on him so heavily not to run.
Lee also says Governor Doyle is probably happy too. Thompson will serve as honorary chairperson of Green's campaign, but Lee says Thompson's decision not to be on this year's ballot could mean Thompson won't ever again be a candidate. Lee also says Thompson may even have trouble getting people to listen when he says he's considering a bid. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.